Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and today we're going to have another wonderful healing program. We're going to the Lightship, so you're going to be transported out of time to Source Energy, which is what Jesus used 2,000 years ago for his healing. So if you would like to go up, you have to be live on the program. And tonight is our normal night, which is Saturday night live on the Lightship. So what you want to do is request one particular healing. And you will feel yourself like floating a little bit. You're going to feel that you're completely out of time. And things around you will not accord you. Remember, we're in the alien energies here on this planet in the time-based reality. And Source Energy does not know time, never created time, never created darkness, and never created duality. It only knows light. So when you go there, you feel a little different. And remember, you can be here and there at the exact same time because you're taken up according to the frequency of your spirit, because the light chip controls your spirit frequency. And as you go up there, your body goes with you. You're bilocated instantly, and you have healings. If you're a seer, you're going to be able to sense, see energies, and maybe even see the light being doctors. And I'll narrate as we go through the process. The people listening on the archives tonight, and today's show is July 16, 2011. You're just going to feel the peace energy because you can only go up live to the Lightship when you're on this program with me in the moment. So let's bring in some peace energy for everybody. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So if you have any animals or pets, plants, garden, flowers, trees, you can bring them with too. We'll be there for about 10 minutes here. And if you're like on the archives, like I said, you're going to feel some wonderful peace energy. I'll count to five to go up. You're going to feel your physical body change. It'll take about maybe about 2 seconds. Look around you right now, and you're going to see that things are connected to you energetically. When you go onto the light ship, you have a special frequency around you, and you're going to find that things around you physically will not appear to be real as they are now with their energy. So here we go. We're going up to the light ship, everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Maybe I just felt the shift. Most people feel it at about number 2. And we're on the light ship right now. This is, like I said, where Jesus took people 2,000 years ago for their healings. And you're going to be having some physical healing tonight. So let's go to the first room. And this is a room to help to release cancer cells from people. So you want to request a healing. Remember, the light always sees you in pure divine perfection. So regardless of where you are, that's what your creation energy has created for you up to this point. This is your spirit energy working with your body. So your body, if you do have any concerns, you need to request a healing because the light only sees you in pure divine perfection. It will never judge you. Here we go. We're going to this cancer cell release room. So request your healing. You might feel your skin changing somewhat. You may have a little bit of skin cancer possibly, maybe even internal cancer. So we're in this room right now, and the light beam doctors are working with you. Now, I'd request the healing probably every minute or so. Here we go. In this room, we're going to go into the room which also has a detox. This is the hot tub rooms. We all have our own hot tub. What we go into is rooms that are familiar to us on the earth plane here for humans. If we were doing it for another particular planet, which had different things on it, different beings, and that would be designed for them so that they can understand what's happening. So this hot tub room has a golden gel. You might feel this gold gel, gold energy around your body right now. It doesn't touch your skin. It just goes around your skin. If you wish to have your body cool down or a little bit warmer, request it right now, and you're going to find that your physical body may change maybe a degree or so here. Okay, we're going to bring in another energy. We're going to bring in the energy from the dolphins. A lot of people like dolphins. So we're going to bring in the violet dolphins. There's all different colored dolphins on the light ship, and there's 3 of them. We're going into the room now. We're in the water, Here we go, and I'll bring in the energy so you can experience it a little more fully. And again, request your healings. These life forms on the light chip are light beings, and they select a physical body to be the conduit for the healings. Maybe you have to have a physical manifestation to be a conduit, and they chose what we're experiencing tonight. So here we go. Here's the dolphin energies, which are violet. Violet dolphins, here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, if you want to touch the dolphins, you can put your hand out in front of you. This is what you're doing on the light ship, exact same time. Although there you're out of time. And you can stroke the skin of the dolphin. Feel it here. It feels very very spongy, kind of, very slick. And you might actually feel the sensations on your fingertips as you move your hands around in a circle from left to right, probably about a foot in front of you. Okay, let's go to another location. We'll go to a location which has the rainforest. This has all different types of energies, all different types of plants. And there's a lot of mist in the energy rooms here. So here we go. Here comes this energy. Might even be able to smell a slight change of the way the odors are and the way this, like a flower essence smell is in this room. So here we go. So here comes this energy. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll go into another location. Again, request your healing. The light always sees you where you are and doesn't judge you in pure divine perfection. So you want to exchange one state of perfections to another according to what you want to have happen. And we're going into the room which has a very, very large trees. These are much larger than the big redwood trees that we have down here. And here comes their energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll also go into the room which has the very, very large sunflowers. These happen to be about 10 foot in diameter. So here we go. We're going to the sunflower room and bringing this energy in. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into one of the rooms with the waterfall energy. We'll go into the silver waterfall. So if you feel the energy of silver all around you, that's because on the light ship, this is where you are. And this will go into your auric field and also help do some healing work with you. So here comes this energy, and I'll count to 10 to command it to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And for those of you in the land down under, we'll go see the koala bears. So here's the koala bears and also the kangaroos. So here we go. Going into their rooms, request healing. These are the conscious beings, remember. They do healing work. Just because they're animals or things like that, flowers, they are conscious beings. So here we go. Request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring in some more of that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're still in these mini rooms here. We can be in many rooms at one time. We're going to go into a room which is going to be the room where the deers are, and there's some fawns there. So again, request your healing. Here comes the deer energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So we have some requests on the fast chat here. Food court. Okay, so Let's go to the food court, everybody. And this is where the light beings that do eat food actually eat. And will now, remember, they have bodies. So the body either runs on life force energy or it runs on food. So the portions here are very, very small, like the size of a pencil eraser, if not smaller. So let's go in and have some of their special fluids to drink here. So here we go. We have a little small little cup. And this one here looks like it's purple with silver specks in it. So here we go. Silver and purple energy. We're having that now going underneath our tongue. If you feel your body changing, waking up more, it's because this is very high vibrational energy. We'll have one that's very, very deep red. Here we go. And we're having that now underneath our tongue. And we'll have another color. And this is an orange type of energy drink. And I'm feeling pretty full right now. We had probably about a half a teaspoon, if that. And here we go. Here's the orange energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And we'll go into another room now. And we'll go into the room that has the large bees, the bumblebees. And we can also have some of the nectar from the plants there, some of the honey. And here we go. Maybe some royal jelly. So one, providing now on the bumblebees, asking for healings. And remember, you want to bring one healing forth that you'd like to have done for you. You may want to even get up and walk around. Maybe take a half a dozen steps or so, see how you're doing. That won't hurt anything. Just do that so you can see how you're feeling. And here we go. Bumblebee energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll have some of that honey now underneath our tongue. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, if you find your saliva changing, there's a reason, because you're having this experience on the light ship. Let's go to one more room here before we come back. And we'll have the golden plates that we put our hands on. These are in the food court to energize our body. So outside, what we do is we get sampled, checked out to see what we need, what we're missing as far as nutrients. And you might feel your hands heating up a little bit, buzzing possibly. And now we're going into the next room that's adjacent to it, where we're putting our hands on another set of golden plates. And I'll count to five as the energy comes into your body, what you're missing energetically. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. We'll go into the white light room before we come back here. So here we go. Having the white light energy come into us. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I think we'll go into one other room. We'll go into the room where the large amethyst crystal geode is. There's millions of crystals in there. Each one is conscious. So here comes the crystal energy. You're levitating in this room right now. And request your healing. Here comes this energy down to us here so you can detect it and feel it. Remember, on the light ship, we could be there for a couple of hours. Where here, you know, in our time, here it's only maybe about 10 minutes. So here we go. Energy is coming to us right now. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. So we'll come back from the light ship. The healings are between you and the light beam doctors. Right now you're giving your thanks, and we're getting ready to come back. We're in the transporter room where we get beamed up and down from. They put this special cocoon energy around you. And our animals and pets, if we brought any up, and flowers, plants, trees are coming with us now. Back down. So I'll count to five. You're going to feel the energy shift around your body completely. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we're back, everybody. Again, you may want to get up and walk around and just see how your body is responding to the healings that you asked for. Remember, you have to ask for healing. And we'll see if our co-host is on, Carrie. So, Carrie, are you out there?
Yes. Hi, Ron. I'm out here. And welcome, everybody. We've got lots of people commenting on the fast chat. Looks like they're seeing and feeling a lot of nice stuff. Ashley is saying the flowers mixed with a tree-like smell, and it was very invigorating. And Jane is saying she's feeling incredible life force energy from the giant trees. And Bonnie's saying the silver feels good on my throat. And looks like Shane saw giant bees with the flowers. And I think he wrote that in before you took us into the bee room. I was yawning a lot on that. I don't usually yawn so much when we go up, but I feel a yawn coming on now. Actually, I'll try not to yawn because I won't be able to talk. So, okay, so, oh, very nice. Thank you, Ron. I'm a little bit distracted right now. So let's see. I'm not sure if we have any questions yet. We can have people call in tonight if anybody would like to call and tell us what they saw, which I always like to hear because I never see anything. I just feel stuff. So I'm always eager to hear what you guys see. So if you'd like to call, we've got the numbers under Station 1 tonight. And let's see, toll-free U.S. and Canada is 888-815-9756. And I always say line 3 for the next one because we're usually on 1 or 1 and 2 or just 1. I'm not sure which. So maybe if you hop to line 3 next, it's area code 530-413-4522. So, I'm just quickly refreshing the fast chat to see if we have any questions yet. I'm not seeing any, just lots more comments and hellos and thank yous and Ashley saying the amethyst crystal vibrates right through me with wonderful peace. So, do you have anything else you want to do right now, Ron, or shall we just, what can we do? Bring up a new topic ourselves. I'm just trying to scan the most recent things on the fast chat. It looks like just comments about all the different rooms right now. Oh, so are you there, Ron?
Yep, I'm here. Just kind of enjoying the energy here.
Yeah, I know. I don't really want to talk, but I'm rambling on.
If anybody would like to call in, since we had a nice show last night, maybe some questions if you have any. Or if you, for the first time, have been doing I Now Increase My Life Force Energy, it'd be very interesting if you call in to explain to the people how that feels for the first time or how your body has responded to it. So it's always nice to hear other people comment on that as how it has changed their life. And also doing the mind to heart drop. In fact, we'll do that right now for everybody as we're waiting for a caller to call in. So the mind to heart drop can actually take the place of meditation because it only takes you 15, 20 seconds to become heart-centered in meditation. Normally, people attempt to go there. Most people probably go out of their bodies after 5 minutes of sitting there trying to do something. Or if they're in a guided meditation, almost for sure they're out of their bodies as they go to the beyondo. So let's get you more in your body because your spirit needs to be with you 100% all of the time. And because it's your only protection that you have from the dark energies out there. And it's the only way you can have your body healed. Remember, on the light ship, when you go up to the light ship, they materialize your spirit 100%. Because down here, you may only be maybe 10%. Up there, you have to be 100% for the healings to take effect. So on the light ship, you are healed completely. When you come back down here, though, you have all of your baggage, emotional densities, traumas, whatever you want to look at. The DNA imprinting gets put back into you. So if you worked on yourself a lot, did light ship healings, then probably you would have a miracle healing. And if not, you may have had a small one. It all depends, you know, where you are, with the densities that cause your problem to begin with. Remember, you're filled full of darkness from your ancestors. That's what the aliens wanted to keep you here for, to keep the abduction process going on for the force reincarnation. This is your natal chart. So we're going to do the mind-to-heart drop, then we have a caller on. So here we go. We're going to drop down your awakening conscious into your heart. And it might be hard to call in because you're going to be heart-centered. You won't be able to think much because when you're out of your mind, you have no thoughts, and you're in peace. That's source energy. We're going to drop you down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Now, naturally, when you're in your heart, it's very hard to get a negative or positive thought. Because when you're in your heart center, you're in peace, and you're not connected to mind. So what happened was we dropped, with your spirit's permission and your spirit doing this, we took your awakening consciousness, the monkey mind, the mind chatter, whatever you want to call it there, the energy directed to you for alien abductions from the planets, and we dropped that into your heart center. And then it's only pure light. Because you cannot have a negative or positive thought, like I said, in your heart, and your spirit will not allow anything to come to you to harm you. This is why you want to be in your heart. So, here we go. We got a caller on. So, hello, caller. Who are you, and where are you from?
Hi, Ron. It's Mary Ann. I'm from Northern California.
Okay.
And I just wanted to ask, for those that didn't know, first of all, I just wanted to remind those who might not know about your 8-hour call. That's tomorrow on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific. And along with that, I wanted to ask, I know you have a couple of new clearings, and I haven't heard completely about them. I wondered if you might talk about them a little bit, the timeline, the new timeline clearings.
Okay, sure, yeah. Well, it'll be on the website shortly here. If you're on the 8-hour calls, these are free to you to use, but it's not up on the website quite yet. But it's a space-time and timeline crash for your past lives, okay?
Okay.
And the past lives that you have, you start out with number one. There's a drop-down box, and this is used to help you come back from a past life to have it disconnected from you. Remember, you're abducted onto these lifetimes. So
yes.
What it's for is to do a timeline crash on that so that doesn't really exist for you any longer. So the timeline crash will clear you and everybody else on that timeline. And also, the space-time is used to bring you back here in case you haven't come back fully from that past life. Remember, every moment in time, you can become abducted. And so you can have zillions of abductions. And maybe you got maybe 100,000 of those times in one lifetime where you're out there just kind of floating in the beyond-o, not coming back with your spirit energy and or your body energy. Okay, so they need to get returned here. And this is what the dark side does, is forced abductions. So for the newcomers listening here, you might go, oh, I've never been abducted. I never looked at an alien face-to-face. I never seen a spaceship. I have seen things in the skies that are kind of silver-looking sometimes. But what you're probably citing is government type of man-made spacecraft that are re-engineered that people are seeing, okay? The ones that normally take you up are not ones that you're going to see physically. They're going to be just outside of your range of vision. So if you ever lost your keys, misplaced something, felt a little spacey, felt your car swerve on the freeway, highway, missed an on-ramp or off-ramp, all of a sudden mysteriously saw a car show up alongside of you, this is all because of the abduction process of people being back and forth continuously here on this planet and why things happen the way they do here. because the dark side, the aliens are in control of time. And they can stop time, freeze frame you for a long time, replace you with a clone, and put a clone back in, and you back in somewhere else. It goes in all different directions. But the main thing is, these clearings are to get rid of the energies from your past lifetime. And it's a very, okay. very powerful clearing. When it's up on the website, it's going to be $100 and $50, $100 for the month, $50 additional, so $150 for unlimited usage. And there's a drop-down box which goes from 1 to 20. Most people have probably been here, you know, I would say maybe, 100 to maybe 300 lifetimes for sure. So you can just take that box, and when you get done with 20 and you just go up to number 1, which would equal 21, and number 2 would be 22. Just keep track of it. And
okay.
these timelines released from you. You're going to feel so much better. Remember, you're being courted by the aliens in these timelines. You may not realize that, but the planets out there, the stars, vortexes, all these things are only there because you're not on a planet that has complete light around it. The aliens came in here and brought in negativity and darkness. This is why they created time.
Oh, they certainly did.
So that's the whole process. And everything that's based in time, channeling is based in time, prophecies are based in time. All this is dark energies because the light does not do anything like that. The light never channels anything because it can't. It can't come down here and bring in Archangel Michael or Jesus or any of these energies that you may think is a holy divine energy. The light does not and will never do that because you already have your spirit with you. It's up to you to connect to your own source energy, which is inside of you. So when people say they're channeling Archangel Michael or whatever, they're just channeling the light of the darkness. Remember, the darkness fabricated the true light and created its own version of it, which is very hard to detect from regular light. But the way you know is you go to your heart. You drop into your heart center, then those energies cannot come there because your spirit will not allow that. When you're in the mind, when you have thoughts, that's the darkness, because thoughts are in time. This is why all of your baggage and stuff is related to time. This is why you have energies, emotional energies. You know, watch somebody go into a motion picture, a movie or, you know, a DVD video or whatever. And if you're jumping around on your seat during those situations that's happening, regardless of what's going on, or you feel emotional watching a movie and you start crying or you feel happy, well, that's because they're triggering an emotion in you, which is time-based. Your emotions relate what you've experienced from the past, which means that you're bringing up your past baggage and you're re-experiencing something inside of you that's being related to you, transmitted to you from the movie that you're watching. So the whole process is to be in discernment, like in neutrality, where nothing really is going to affect you. This is why we have the whole lifetime emotional clearing on the website, creationlightshift.com, so you can get released from your past. It'll do a very, very good job of doing that. And you can start life over again. So that's the main thing, is to get rid of your baggage. Otherwise, it's going to recycle. And your emotional baggage is what kills your body. Remember, these blockages in you, if you have a physical condition, it's just because it stems from the emotions in this lifetime and maybe the past. So you're a walking judgment factory. You just keep making judgments and judgments, re-experiencing judgments, and those are all brought forth by the DNA in you, which was given to you by the aliens, and they didn't want you to get out of here, so they keep making it harder and harder because they give you more and more judgments every day, which is stored inside of you. So, you know, this backpack is very large. This is why you want to have clearings. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, was to release people's baggage. That's why they stated that he was here to heal them from their sins. Their sins is the energy, which means sin is a medieval term, missing the mark, like with the bow and arrow, you know, hitting the bullseye, which means that you're not completely centered and you're not going completely, you know, from point A to point B without having emotion. So remember, if you see anything that's emotional, it's because you have a stored judgment built inside of your body. Whether it's good or bad, it's still a judgment. And that judgment can kill you. And this is why people die. So thank you, Marianne, for calling in.
And thank you for the explanation, Ron.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And we'll turn up. You have another question at all, Marianne, since you're on the line?
Just real quick, the clearing that I asked about, you are giving that a sample for a limited time to the people on the 8-hour call. Is that correct?
Yeah. You have two of those that are free, and they'll last until the end of this month here. So you got a couple weeks, and I would say if you're on those calls, boy, take advantage of that, because the call would actually be basically free to you. And
yes, and the 8-hour calls, I just want to say for anybody who hasn't experienced those, they're wonderful, and highly recommend the 8-hour calls to everyone for getting rid of a lot of that baggage.
Beth, I'll do a clearing for everybody. If you're doing the clearing, you probably haven't went this far back. So I'm going to pick a past life, which will be 105. Okay? Here we go, everybody. This is the timeline crash for that. It's the past life timeline crash for your 105th timeline lifetime. Okay? Here we go. Let's see if you had a lifetime back somewhere in the beyond all there. One, two, we're crashing it right now. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now I'm going to do a space-time crash for the past life, number 105. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, how's that feel, Marianne?
Okay, are you still on the line?
Might be off, okay. So what we have, somebody said that maybe they lost connection. It might be a good idea for everybody to write down station 1, station 2 with the phone numbers, which is a conference call line, I believe, that BBS puts out for station 1 and station 2. So if you do lose internet or something, your telephone can still get the program. So you might also check our website, because it would be on that, you know, if you wish to go there too. So anyway, that might be a good thing to do. To see. So I guess we're still on for everybody. There's nothing on the fast chat saying that they're turned off. So we're still going good, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, have a question. I think you see it there from Shannon or something.
Shannon had several questions, yes. And the most recent one was she was asking about the gray skies clearing. There were a few people talking about it on the fast chat, and she's asking what that is.
Okay, the government program that the Lightship is working with the, I guess the underground, if you want to call it that, the ones of light, the founding fathers here, in a sense, created a program because, we have to go back to some different archives here to hear this more fully, but The United States government is in charge of fighting the aliens, and they brought back people from that. They first transmitted people from the say 1960s into the future. And they went out to basically probably about 2100 to 2150. And looking back from the future, they saw that we had alien wars here and that the aliens are going to invade the planet about this time. So they got all the different military forces on the planet, the different countries to get together. They have a lot of the soldiers from World War II where they froze time. In their boot camps, we'll call it, and brought them into the future of, let's say, 2100 to 2150, trained them how to fight aliens, and now this is what it's about. So the program that I am involved with in the underground, which cannot probably be documented up here, is called Gray Skies. And that's because the aliens hide in the gray skies. So when you have a gray sky, you don't have clouds. And when that happens, the aliens are putting up a camouflage energy in the skies so that you cannot see them projecting mind control to us. Now, when you have a regular sky and you see the flat bottom clouds, then those are alien ships also. And the flat bottom clouds are just forming around the alien ships. And why they're flat bottoms, I can't tell you. But a real cloud does not have a flat bottom to it. And if you've seen real clouds, which have been showing up a lot more now, where they're like cotton balls up there, puffy clouds, those are real clouds. But when the aliens come up and bring their ships, like maybe, we'll say, 20,000 feet or less down here, then all of a sudden you can see the clouds forming around them. And they have flat bottoms to them. So those are the flat bottom ship clouds. And they're out of our normal vision, but the clouds somehow form around them. It's probably one of those scientific explanations people could probably give for it. I don't know what it is, but that's what happened. So the clouds are doing their thing, and but when it gets very gray skies, that's when there's a lot of them here, and that's the program that the Lightship is helping the military with, and the military program of the United States military in the underground. For the time travelers being brought back here, is called Gray Skies. On the website, we have a gray sky crashing. So if you do that, you can notice that the clouds around your house, around your area where you're living, will all of a sudden start to disappear. That's because the Lightship is taking out the aliens for your request. So I hope I answered that question okay. So the Lightship is working with the different governments here. The main one heading it up is United States of America's government. They're in charge of the Gray Sky program, and all the soldiers from World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam vets, et cetera, not vets, but Vietnam soldiers, the ones that have, the more recent ones that are not living, they're enlisted also because they just stopped time during their boot camp and said, you want to go on a special mission? The war has ended. And they go, yeah, might as well. I already got this training. Then they beam them off into the future and bring them back to fight the aliens. So that's the gist of it there in a nutshell. And the Lightship is also there to help to protect them if anything goes wrong, because if any one of these soldiers in any one of these times were to get deceased, that would change the timeline that we're on here. So the Lightship has brought back to life probably I'll say thousands of soldiers so far that have not made it. And from there, you know, they get completely brought back to life, and they're out battling the aliens. This is what's going on right now. So if you notice the last probably, I'll say 2 weeks for sure, you may have noticed that it feels like we're in or on a different Earth. It feels like the Earth is a little different. The vibration here is different, and that's because some of those timelines are being taken away, and you're able to have a higher consciousness. So just think back about what happened a couple weeks ago to now. And you're going to notice that you may feel a little bit lighter. So if a caller on, hello, caller.
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron. Can you hear me, Ron?
I can hear you good.
We hear you, Larry.
Okay. So I had a question about, could it be possible that we have 97% light beings on the planet of light? We came here as a 3% light entity to experience the dark energies and how bad and detrimental they are, because the light beings don't understand it. We need to find out and then bring the knowledge back to our 90% light being on the planet of light to help save them from possibly being entrapped in the future by understanding how to do that.
No. The light doesn't know darkness. The light does not.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. It doesn't know darkness. We came here to find out about it.
No. Because then it would not be a planet of light. It would not be in the energy of source energy if that was the case. So somehow out there, the darkness crept in here, and this is the way it is now. The Galactic Federation probably gave a good story to the light ship about how this place is protected and how it's so nice, and they're the problem completely for why we have darkness here, and that's all the alien stuff, and they're here. And so this is why the light ship comes once every 2,000 years, to get rid of darkness out of its creation. But yeah, nobody came here to experience darkness. That would not be the case, because if it was known completely that it was here, the light ship would have dealt with it much earlier. So that's the problem. So the people, the spokespeople, the protectors here, using the term Galactic Federation, there's other names for it out there. You know, Galactic Federation of Light and other things. There's many different types of aliens that are supposed to be watching over the planet. No, they're not, because they're still caught in duality and they're still caught in time. And if they're still caught in both of those, they're in the darkness anyway. So, no. Nobody came here to report back that there is a problem.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. That's a very good question, because I'm sure everybody's wondering why they're stuck here. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, did we have another beep? Is there somebody else on the line?
Hi, yes, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hey, how are you, Ron? Hi, Carrie.
Hi there.
Hi. I went to see, you know, when I was in the movies, I saw a preview for Captain America. I don't know if you've seen the preview yet, but it's exactly what you're talking about, where they recruit him, you know, in World War II, I believe, and they're doing special, you know, missions. And so that's how he becomes, he's like this skinny kid, and they turn him into this really muscular guy by, you know, locking him in this chamber and doing experiments on him and making him into a superhero. So it's very evocative of what you talk about. So I just find it fascinating that when you talk about stuff, I see it in the movies. Like, they're really telling you this is true, but they, you know, they
great,
couch it
yeah.
in fiction, you know. It's really fascinating. So you have to go check that out and tell us what you think. And
could
you do a heartache clearing?
Heartache, sure will. Okay, here we go. So let's do a timeline crash first. On, remember, the aliens abduct you according to your emotional status. So the more emotions you have, then the more you're going to become abducted, basically, because they need to use the emotions. That's why they find you. They want to get the energy from you in order to sustain their life, we'll say. So you're their food source with your emotions. So here we go. Timeline crash for heartache. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, it's a heavy one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so...
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Let's do a space-time crash, too. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, okay.
Wow, that feels so much better. Thank you.
Okay, now we'll do one for the just heartache itself here. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. That should make you feel a little better, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
Very welcome. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, thanks for calling, Anna. So for you, those of you who may not have heard about this, and Shannon, I don't remember what month it was you started listening, but I know if you're asking about the gray skies, and I'm assuming you probably didn't hear, I think it was Kathy was typing in that the archives in May talk a lot about what Ron has been talking about just now about the gray skies thing. So if you get on and listen to some of those May archive shows. And then also Ed has put a website up, and I think it's called intergalactichumans.com. Ed, if you're listening, if you want to type that in for everybody, and I'll read it out if you do. I think it's intergalactichumans. So maybe you can type that in. Hopefully you're listening, Ed. I'll take a peek at old emails in a minute if you don't type it in. But Shannon or anyone else that's listening, Ed's been writing articles and has put up a new website that pulls together all the information that Ron's been telling us over the last few months about all of this. Okay, so we have quite a few more questions. I don't know if you're feeling like doing, well, I'll come to that in a minute, actually. So Shannon had a question a little bit right at the beginning of the show, just asking Ron if when we're doing the space clearing on a house, if we can do it from a computer in another house, in a different house.
Oh, yes, yes, you can. Yeah, no problem. A lot of people will get on the space clearing, and they'll first maybe clean maybe their bedroom, their living room, kind of work inside of your house. It's also good, you know, because they can get rid of entities along with the aliens that might be, lurking there.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly it's good for entities, and they get the energy balance. Remember, you're bringing in peace energy.
Right.
You're not bringing in love energy. You're not bringing in, let's say, you know, good vibrations. You're just bringing in peace. Remember, the light does not have any type of energy that has an emotional content to it. So peace energy is all you can feel when you feel the heart energy, if you want to use that term heart, from the light. So remember, a love energy typically would probably equate more to making love, you know, because the aliens are in control of the words and what that word means. So if you bring in love energy, you're probably going to have a sexual energy come in, okay, thinking that it's somehow different than that. But remember, peace energy is peace. That's where you want to be and do when you do the mind-to-heart drop. And so that's the only word that we have here in our vocabulary that would be closest to describe what true light is. Remember, it's a non-judgmental energy. Doesn't care if you're right or wrong. Doesn't care what your lifestyle is like. A lot of people have asked me, gee, does the lightship, will they honor, gays and lesbians and stuff? Yeah, no problem. There's no issue there whatsoever in true light. Okay. Now, in the light of the darkness, then you have the churches that brought forth their corruption and their judgments on that particular issue. But in true light, the light doesn't care what you do, because it's, you're here to experience what you want to manifest and what you want to do perfectly. And whatever you choose is your choice. So it does not judge you, just strictly an experience. And like I say, you know, once you get your emotional clearing and, you know, your whole lifetime one, then your past is basically almost eliminated from you, so you can move on in your life. So you don't look back upon your past. And if you keep looking back upon your past, then you're bringing up more emotional garbage to you. And when you do that, then that emotional garbage will start to run amok. And then you have, should I have done that? You know, could I, should I have done I? You know, all this different stuff like this here. And then you have all the judgments. And then that puts you into the roller coaster ride. And the aliens just love that. That's what they gave you here. Your natal chart with the planets controlling you, and the planets could actually be alien spaceships out there as you connect to these different names of the planets. And they're all mind control. So remember, the aliens do mind control patterns on you continuously. That's why you have ship clouds, flat bottom clouds. So the whole process is the light is peace. So that's the only word that we have here that would be peace or non-judgmental energy. And the main thing is that you want to get into that, do the mind to heart drops, so you can feel more centered in your heart center, and that's where you want to go. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Dave had a question about the I now increase my life force energy exercise, and he's asking if that brings you here now, so I guess into the moment more.
Yeah, when you increase your life force energy, you're bringing more spirit energy into you. It's not your body energy. You're not increasing your body energy.
Mm-hmm.
You're not making your heart pound faster or harder. You're not getting better blood circulation. You're not, you know, getting yourself amped up. Remember, the life force energy is strictly your spirit energy. Now, your spirit energy can make you feel much better because you're getting more life force to your body. And that's what it's about. So when you do that, you're becoming more present with your spirit. Now, your spirit can only come into you as much as you have cleaned yourself out with your emotional judgments. Remember, what you are is a judgment factory. How many cubby holes in you, how much of the energy in each one of your cells is full of darkness. That's why you don't heal. That's why you die. So when you have these clearings done, you're able to hold more of your spirit into your body. Remember, a baby has complete spirit energy. And that complete spirit energy of a baby, because a baby does not understand how to live here quite yet, it's not in judgment. That's why they look so vibrant. But once the baby gets hurt, gets spanked, gets a pin stuck in it, you know, from a diaper, if you use pins, falls down, gets told yes and no, stop and go, then it's on the judgment energies. And naturally, you have to train a baby how to live here. You know, all children need to be trained. But that brings forth and activates their DNA, which is from you and all of your ancestors into them. That's why you must, before you have a child, clean yourself out completely of your own judgments, which could be, you know, a lot, so your child will be better than you are. That's what ascension is all about. This is what Jesus taught. So if you listen to Jesus 2,000 years ago, through your lineage of your different ancestors, if they all did this process, well, you'd be ready to go. You'd be completely cleared out. You'd probably, you know, be almost transparent here. But somehow the teachings got put into a church for domination and control, and that's what happened. Judgment. So our show is getting about time to close. Boy, it really went fast.
Oh, tonight. Wow. So it is. Okay.
So Ed's website is what? I think somebody posted it there.
Yeah, intergalactichumans.com, it looks like.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, so go check that out. He's put a lot of effort into putting that together. And more articles are going to go up there soon, I believe. So let's see, it's 54. We probably have a minute left. I didn't feel too bad from that 105 lifetimes ago. I did feel it a little bit, but nothing like I've felt the closer ones that we've been doing. So I wonder if that's just, I wonder what that means. I wonder if it just means we've been abducted way more in recent past lives than way far ago, although I did see a couple of people said they felt a bit sick. So,
oh, no, yeah.
It might just be me not feeling.
Here for over 105 lifetimes.
Yeah.
So like I tell people, every 2,000 years you have the chance to leave here. And most people have been here 50,000 years, if not more. Mm-hmm. So that means that you've already missed 25 ascension points. Okay? And we're coming up to the 26th one. So are you willing to miss that too? You know, it's up to you. If you would like to get out of here, then what you would want to do would be the spirit barcode. Get that energy off of your spirit so you cannot be taken sideways, abducted, when the light shift starts to do the ascension, because it will keep track of your spirit. Remember, when you came in here, the light shift lost track of you because you became under the alien control of your natal chart and everything else, all the bodies, all the imprinting, all the brainwashing, and that's what happened. So if you want to get out of here, that clearing will guarantee that you will not be on this planet ever again, or in the beyond, though, if this planet is not rematerialized, you just go to another fake planet on a timeline, and you're already on thousands of timelines. So our next program is Monday, but if you can, get on the 8-hour calls tomorrow and the one week after. And 10 o'clock Pacific is when it starts. You can go to the website and sign up for that. And give me an email. So blessings to everybody. Thank you so much. Remember, the light does not judge, does not ever channel through anybody. Aliens do channel. People do channel aliens, but when you channel, then that's in judgment. So they're in the same boat that you're in. If they're trying to tell you how great they are and what they're doing and everything else, they're in time. And if they're in time, they're in darkness. That's the bottom line. As above, so below. And they're being manipulated just like we are. And they can manipulate you. So blessings to everybody. See you later. And hope you're on the call tomorrow to get rid of these alien critters. Check out the drop-down box on the website, creationlightship.com. On the very top, there's some alien shows there. Just check it out. And we have two BBS archives on there, getting rid of the alien critters. So thank you, Carrie. Thank you, callers. See you later, everybody.
Thanks. Blessing. Thanks a lot, Ron. Bye, everybody.